Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
It's a good turnout, isn't it? Alan will be pleased.
Yeah, I suppose he will be.
Oh, come on, Tony. We agreed. We're going to try and put our troubles behind us for one evening.
Yes, I know.
We've been given a breathing space thanks to Lillian. And with the Underwoods charge off our backs...
We'll have to pay her back, you know.
I don't suppose she'll press us for it.
No, no, she's very generous. Unlike my other sister.
One out of two's not bad.
Ah, you're right. And it does buy us some time.
Exactly.
Things might improve.
Let's hope so.
Tom's very positive about this meeting he's got with Underwoods tomorrow.
Yeah, although that could be good for Tom and not necessarily for us.
Oh, now he's looking on the dark side.
Sorry. And with Susan in such a state.
Yes, really shaking her up seeing Clive.
It was such a shock.
Pat, Tony, nice to see you.
Evening, Jim.
Good turnout, isn't it?
Just saying that.
Well, the harvest supper's usually very popular.
Quite a feast from the look of it.
WI usually put on a good spread.
I know. I can't wait to get stuck in. I had a very light lunch on purpose.
Well, remember there's a barn dance too.
Yeah, you don't want to be too full to trip the light fantastic.
Tripping is about right where dancing and I are concerned. I shall sit it out and admire the decorations.
They are good, aren't they?
Ruth said it was all a bit last minute.
Really? Mm-hmm. You never know.
Apparently, Pip volunteered them to host it.
As children do.
And then her enthusiasm waned.
She's just started university, hasn't she? Mm-hmm. It's an exciting time.
You must tell Ruth you think she's done a good job.
I will.
She's quite worried about it.
James and Leonie are coming, again.
They're not, are they? To take more photos?
Yeah, afraid so. And write it up.
Are we never to get any peace from them?
Obviously not.
They're a menace. They nearly had me disqualified from the flower and produce show.
Oh, what did they do?
Moved my tomatoes. Put them in the middle of the flower arrangements for their photo. Said it made for a more edgy composition.
Oh, dear.
Are they all settled?
I will be soon. George and Jake are still whispering. You know what they're like when they get together.
Well, do you want me to go up?
No, I said I'd give them 5 minutes. Oh, they're just excited George is staying the night.
It's been nice to have them for the whole day.
Yeah, it has. It's tired them out. I'm sure they'll soon be dead to the world.
Well, you think we're going to have a peaceful evening?
Yeah. Why? Is there something special you want to watch on telly?
No. There's something I want to talk to you about.
Oh, dear. That sounds ominous.
Well, I hope not. It's just I've been thinking... You've been so straight with me about what's going on with you and Andrew.
I've tried to be.
I think I should try to be the same.
About Andrew?
About Emma.
So, that's what Joe and I have been talking about.
Oh, it's an interesting idea.
Yes. The orchard at Grange Farm has a lot of potential.
Oh, I'm sure the Cider Club thinks so.
Oh, this isn't just about cider. It could be a real community project, restoring a fine old English orchard to its former glory.
Well, I suppose it could.
What does Oliver say about it?
I haven't spoken to him yet. That's the next step. Joe and I are planning my approach.
Evening, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Linda, Robert, nice to see you.
Later than we planned, I'm afraid. Nothing started yet, has it?
We haven't missed anything.
No, no. Oh, good. We were delayed just as we were coming out.
We had a phone call from James and Leonie.
Oh, yes. I hear they're coming.
Well, that's the problem. I'm afraid they're not.
Really?
No, stuck in some motorway snarl-up.
They've had to turn round and go home. Oh, dear, what a pity.
Yeah, Jim will be devastated, won't you, Jim?
Heartbroken.
Oh, don't worry. The harvest supper will still feature in the book.
Will it?
Oh, good.
I'm going to take the photos and Lindy's going to write it up.
Yes, with my restaurant critic's hat on.
I see.
I'm sure they'll be very grateful to you.
We all will.
Well, we'd better make up for lost time. Come on, Robert. Food's all out now.
Yes, I'd better take some shots of it before it all gets eaten up, hadn't I?
And I shall make notes on its presentation. See you later.
Well, I suppose what I'm asking is, Well, how much does it bother you that Emma and I were once married?
It doesn't. That's all in the past.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Well, not for Emma, it seems. Otherwise, why is she so sharp with you?
Only sometimes.
Too many times. And do you think I stand up for you enough when that happens?
Well, that's between Emma and me, isn't it?
Well, it shouldn't be. I don't want you to feel I'm leaving you to cope alone. I want you to know I'm on your side, whatever she's throwing at you.
That's nice to hear.
I thought it needed saying. I'm worried I don't make things clear like you do. I'm absolutely on your side, Nick. Always, always.
Oh, Will.
I'm sorry if you haven't always felt that.
Well, it's a difficult situation for you. You don't want to fall out with Emma because of George.
That's true, but...
The same as I don't want to fall out with Andrew. I do understand.
Right, let's leave George out of it. We've been talking about how things are between you and Andrew.
Yeah.
And I want us to do the same about me and Emma. I want you to tell me how you really feel.
Right, Jim, so if you have your fork lifted up to your mouth,
like this?
Yes, but try not to let the quiche fall off the end of it.
Believe me, I don't intend to.
And Tony, you can be drinking.
Oh, thank you.
Or maybe raising your glass to your lips rather than actual quaffing.
That's a good idea, Lindy. Makes for a much more interesting composition.
All right.
Come on now, Tony. We must have an interesting composition.
And what do you want me to do, Robert?
I don't know. What do you think, Lindy?
Ooh. Just look animated, Pat, like you're fascinated by their conversation.
I'll try.
But I won't be talking. I'm about to eat.
Yeah, and I certainly shan't be.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Pat had better be talking.
Now, hold it. That's great.
Good. Now, perhaps I can eat my quiche.
Oh, yeah, of course. Don't mind if I carry on taking photos, though.
As long as I can eat, I don't care what you do. I'm starving.
Yeah, and I'm dying of thirst.
Do you want me to carry on talking?
Oh, yes, whatever you like. Robert's after the natural look now, aren't you, Robert?
That's right. James and Leah only wanted one formal pose, but I prefer to improvise.
Quite right. I mean, this is photography we're talking about, not sitting for Rembrandt.
Yep, snap, click, that's it.
I don't entirely agree. Photography is an art.
Indeed it is.
James has set me a bit of a challenge. He wants it all in natural light.
I think you'll find Rembrandt would have approved of that.
He didn't have much choice, did he?
Do you mind if I go and get another drink?
Well, if you could just give me another couple of minutes. That's lovely.
Good. Now, perhaps I can take advantage of having a captive audience, so to speak, to remind you that posters for the Village Christmas Concert will be going out this week. Now, the theme I've chosen this year is Christmas Around the World. I'm sure there's something there you could all contribute to. So, what do you say? Jim? I'm sure I can count on you.
It must have been hard, though. I know how much Emma hurt you.
She did. But I don't want you to think that means I've still got feelings for her. I don't. Not anymore.
No?
You do believe me, don't you?
Yeah. It's just, well, I know how long it took me to get over Andrew.
It's taken me a long time too. Maybe I wasn't always quite honest with myself about that.
It's hard.
But I am over her. I truly am. And I can see her for what she is. I love you, Nick.
Oh, well.
I love you. And that's all that matters to me now.
And it's all that matters to me. But you don't have to worry about Emma. I can handle her.
Oh, come on, Jim. I'm sure there's something you can do.
And I'm sure there isn't.
Go on, Jim. You know you want to.
No, I don't.
But you're all for community.
community projects.
Not when they involve me making a fool of myself.
But you won't. A man of culture and learning like you.
I can't sing and I don't play a musical instrument.
Juggling?
Bit of tap dancing?
My cultural interests are historical, philosophical and literary.
But
so,
there you are then. You can read a poem.
Yes, Jim, that would be great.
But Bert will be doing that, won't he?
Bert? He's hardly the poet laureate, is he? Please, Jim, it's for such a good cause.
Oh, all right. You twisted my arm as usual. I'll read you a poem.
Splendid. I knew I could rely on you.
And how are we all getting on here?
Oh, never mind about us. Have you got some good pictures of the barn dance?
Yeah, I think so.
How interesting. Can we see?
I'd rather wait till they're properly edited.
Oh, don't be so modest, Robert. Give me the camera.
I think the ones of the Harvest Supper are better.
Not if they were like the ones you took of us.
Honestly, I should skip the barn dance.
Oh, no, action photography is much more interesting.
Doesn't seem to be much action going on in these photos, Robert.
Lindy, I can explain.
Sounds fascinating.
Hey, come on, Linda. Don't hog the camera.
No, Robert's right. There's really nothing worth looking at.
Let us be judge of that. Oh, my word.
Nothing worth looking at. I wouldn't say so.
Are they all of Sabrina Thwaite?
Well, she didn't mind posing. That was the thing, Lindy.
She does like to show off her new outfits.
How they stay on is the mystery.
Oh, I suppose they cling to all the right...
Totally unsuitable for James and Leonie's book. I don't know what you were thinking about.
Well, I just...
I'll take the camera. Thank you, Jim. I shall just have to see if I can find something more appropriate. Excuse me.
Lindy, wait, I didn't mean to...
Oh, dear. Someone's in the doghouse.
Well, she's quite wrong. Those photos of Sabrina are the only thing that might sell their wretched book.
Well, I wouldn't say that to her. Not while you're flavour of the month.
That might not last much longer.
I'm sure it will, now you've volunteered to read a poem.
There's so many poets to choose from. Virgil, Ovid, Catullus.
You're not going to read a Roman poem.
Propertius, perhaps. He's sadly neglected. It is Christmas around the world.
Yes, but Jim, you're not going to read them in Latin, are you?
Of course. That's how they were written.
Well, I think I might go up if you don't mind, love. Early start with the birds.
I won't be long myself. Just want to catch the news.
So you're okay to get George to school with Jake and Mia?
Yeah, and then I'll collect them all later and drop him round to Emma's on our way home.
Well, I'll come with you.
Well, there's no need. Look, I've told you. I can handle Emma.
No, I know you can. Well, I want to come. I like to spend as much time with you as I can.
Sorry to leave you on your own.
Oh, that's all right. I could see Tom had got a lot to tell you.
Yeah, he was rather excited. He just got back from a meeting at Underwood's.
Oh, I see. It's good you're talking to him again.
I suppose it is.
So, what had he gone for exactly? I mean, if you don't mind me asking.
No, of course not. He was giving a pitch about his meat products. His rebranded meat products.
Oh, rebranded?
Yes. Tom Archer's Borsetshire sausages.
Not Bridge Farm anymore?
No, not Bridge Farm anymore.
Oh, well, you can change it back, I suppose, when people forget.
Tom doesn't think they will. He thinks the Bridge Farm brand is over.
Oh, dear.
Underwood seemed to agree with him. He said they were very enthusiastic about the new name.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it? If you can sell to them again.
Tom can.
It's a start, anyway.
Maybe. But it's not a done deal, not yet. They said they'd get back to him. So, how are you planning to spend the rest of your birthday?
It's good of you to come round, love.
Oh, I've got a bit of time before I have to fetch the kids from school. I'm afraid I can't stay long, though.
It's nice to see you, anyway.
Only, I wondered how you got on this morning. You had that job interview, didn't you?
At the supermarket. Yeah, didn't get it.
That's a shame. They told you straight away.
I asked us all to hang on. Well, it were only stuck in shelves.
Oh, you'd have been a good worker, though. Do you know who did get it?
Yeah, nice girl. Two kids. Used to work in a bank.
Did she?
They closed her branch. They were all like that, Nick. Younger than me, better qualified.
But like I said...
I didn't stand a chance, really.
No, Clara, they can't discriminate against you because of your age. It's against the law.
They didn't need to,
Look, it was just bad luck.
Was it?
Being older means you're reliable and you've got so much more experience.
And no qualifications.
Oh, Clary.
Well, I haven't. Didn't bother with them in my day unless you was clever. Jobs was easy to find then.
Yeah, but you've got the best qualifications in the world. You're hard working, you're honest and you're willing to...
I'm 57 and on the scrap heap.
Of course you're not.
Look, what job can I do? No dairy's going to employ me again.
I'm sure that's not true.
Pubs are closing all over the place. Shops shutting down. Even if I could cope with everything being on computer
of
now.
Of course you could.
Oh, I just feel useless, Nick. Quite useless.
That's ridiculous. What would your family do without you?
Oh, well.
What would I do without you? I'd never be where I am, you know, so happy with Will, with living here, if you hadn't helped me and welcomed me and understood things.
Well, it's kind of you to say that,
it's but not kind, it's true. And no buts. You are a treasure, Clary Grundy, and an employer would be lucky to have you.
I can't believe Robert took all those pictures of Sabrina Thwaite. What was he thinking?
That Linda wouldn't see them, I suppose.
Do you think they'll be in the book?
Not if Linda has anything to do with it.
Oh, it was a good evening.
It was. Anyway, I mustn't keep you gossiping. You get off.
Oh, you sure?
Absolutely. I can finish the clearing up. It's your birthday.
Well, I would just like to pop in on Mum as well on my way home.
You still worried about her?
Oh, yes. She's very unsettled at the moment. She's not right. I want her to see the doctor again.
But she doesn't want to bother him.
Exactly. She's so stubborn.
That's difficult then.
She says she's managing, but she's not. You should see the house. It's not like her to let things slip.
That's how we realised Peggy wasn't coping. Tony was quite shocked when he went round.
But she's got help now.
Yeah. Ilona from the Laurels is doing a couple of days for her. Makes all the difference.
I'd give Mum a hand, but she won't hear of it.
Oh, it's perked Peggy up no end. She's quite her old self now. Jack's improving a bit too, so that helps.
Oh, good.
It's a slow process, but you can see it's cheered her up.
Oh, Mum cheered up when Clive arrived.
Oh, well, I suppose that's something.
Oh, I don't know about that. She was the only one who did. Oh, I'm glad you're coming with me.
Oh, I'm glad I'm coming too. If Emma starts anything...
Oh, I've told you, I can handle her. Don't let it get to you. You can play my game if you like.
Well, what game?
Well, I try to guess what she'll complain about this time.
Do you? Right, it better not be George's book bag again.
Oh, it won't be. I'm going to give her that as we walk in the door. You can be my witness.
Yeah, good idea. Oh, so what else might she find fault with?
Well, he stayed the night, so it'll be his bedtime routine. Bet you.
Really?
Yeah. Regular as clockwork. Oh, he's looking very tired, she'll say. I expect you let him stay up late to play with Jake, didn't you?
We never do that. You make Jake go to bed a bit earlier.
Yeah, I've told her that several times, but it doesn't make any difference.
Oh, you should have said.
Oh, I think it's funny. I'm just waiting to see what she'll come up with next. Oh, I don't know, the bedtime story. That'd be a new one.
What's wrong with that? We always read him a bedtime story.
Yeah, but bet it's not the right one, though.
Well, will you ask him which one he wants?
I know, and that's probably where we go wrong. We should ask him which one Emma wants. Oh, no. I'm awful, aren't I?
Well, of course you're not.
Oh, well, give her credit. She's never complained about that.
Well, you're very good-tempered about it.
I've told you, I just think it's funny. I make little bets with myself at what she'll find to pick on this time.
Oh, I can't believe she complains about his bedtime.
Fiver says she does.
Right, you're on.
Hello, Susan. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Oh, and thanks for the card. It was lovely.
Glad you liked it. You having a good day?
Oh, yeah. And I'm really looking forward to this evening. Neil's taking me to see that tribute band.
Oh, you persuaded him then. Well, I hope you have a nice time.
How about you? How'd you get on at the supermarket?
Oh, that. No, I didn't get the job.
Oh, please. sorry, Neville.
I was disappointed. Really down about it, actually.
And I'm sure you'll find something.
That's what Nick said. She was so nice to me. She made me feel a lot better.
Oh, good.
But it's tough out there, Susan.
Oh, I know. For everyone. Alice and Christopher have had a bit of a setback.
Oh, dear.
Well, Alice has started this new course, yeah, but she was hoping to take on a part-time job while she did it.
Couldn't she find one? But she's young and so well qualified.
She couldn't find the time. This course is really full on, apparently.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll be worth it in the end.
Yeah, but they need the money now. Anyway, look, I'd better get on. I want to pop in on Mum.
Oh, yeah, is she any better?
Well, she says she is, but I don't think so. She's still got a terrible cough.
These things are harder to shake off as you get older.
Yeah. And Clive coming home didn't help.
No? I thought Ivy were really pleased to see him.
Well, she was, but it still unsettled her.
I suppose it would.
Clive can unsettle anybody. And I don't trust him not to have tapped her for some money.
Do you think so?
Well, I don't know what else he's living on. Anyway, the good news is he's gone back to his bail hostel.
That must be a weight off your mind.
Oh, not just mine, I imagine.
Where is this bail hostel?
Oh, Felpisham.
Only Felpisham? Thought it'd be further away.
Oh, I wish it was.
Was he looking for work?
Oh, Clary, if you can't find a job, who in their right mind is going to give Clive one?
Clever girl.
Oh, she's very good at it, isn't she?
Yeah, she can roll right across the room.
Very useful.
And sit up, and I'm sure she'll be crawling soon.
Oh, isn't that a bit early?
Yeah, she's very advanced.
Oh, well, she's certainly very active.
How old were Jake and Mia when they crawled?
Oh, Mia was about 9 months. Jake a bit later, I think.
Right. Of course, Kira's only just 6 months.
I know.
Oh, I don't remember George crawling at all.
Of course he did.
I just sat in the middle of the room. We had to take his toys to him.
Sounds like George.
He crawled all over the place.
Well, not before he was one. Then he walked not much later.
Well, girls are much more advanced than boys. Of course, you wouldn't know that, only having a son.
I've got Mia.
Well, you didn't know her when she was a baby. It's all I meant.
I think it's about time we were going, eh?
No, I think so too. Now, you've got George's book bag, haven't you?
Yeah, honestly, you don't need to keep going on about it.
No, I just don't want any more misunderstandings.
His reading's really coming on, isn't it?
Yeah. Of course, I do a lot of reading with him.
Well, so do we.
Oh, he got his bedtime story, did he?
Yeah, he always does. It's one of our special times, isn't it, Will?
Yeah, we make a bit of a thing of it for all the children.
Yeah, Will comes up and helps me.
Well, we do different voices for the characters.
Isn't that a bit confusing?
Oh, they seem to like it.
So, what was the story last night?
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Will was a wonderful giant.
Oh, he doesn't really like that anymore. It's too babyish. I suppose that was Jake's idea.
No, it was George's.
Being polite, was he? Because he weren't at home.
He was at home, Emma, and actually
Come on,
Jake...
Come on, love, we said we were going. The kids will be wanting their tea.
Yeah, and I think Georgie could do with an early night.
Do you?
Oh, why'd you say that?
Oh, he's looking really tired. I expect you let him stay up late to play with Jake, didn't you? Oh, darling, Mummy's coming.
Oh, I don't believe it.
What's wrong? Oh, soldier.
Word for word, though.
Sorry, did I say something funny?
No, we're just being silly. It's just a private joke.
Yes, clearly hilarious.
No, sorry. Oh. It's just something we were talking about before.
Right. Well,
I think that's your mobile.
Yeah, I can hear it, thanks, even over Will's sniggering.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'd better get it. You can see yourselves out, can't you?
Will, control yourself. Wasn't that funny?
Oh, it was. And I owe you a fiver.
It's all right. It was worth it just to hear you laugh.
Oh, Emma, thank goodness.
What is it, Mum? This isn't the best of times.
Why? What's the matter?
Oh, Will and Nick have just been winding me up, that's all.
Oh, that's not very nice of them.
No, it isn't. Anyway, what's so urgent?
Well, I thought I'd better warn you. You are taking the baby round to see your nan tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, that was the plan. Why? What's the matter? She's not worse, is she?
No, she's not better. But that's not the problem.
Oh, what is it then?
Clive's put this daft idea in her head. He told her he'd really love to meet his great nephew and niece.
He wants to see Georgie and Kira?
Oh, that's what he's told Mum. He's coming back to visit her on Friday. He's asked her to set something up.
Why?
Why does that man do anything? He says it's because he's never seen her.
Oh, he's not going to either. I don't want him anywhere near them.
No, I don't blame you, love. Neither do I. Look, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but your nan set her heart on it. You know how fragile she is at the moment. But look, it's your decision.
It really means that much to her.
Yes. You know what she's like about family.
What, even Clive? After all he's done? What he's done to you? Us?
Oh, he's still her son. All I'm saying is, she's going to be really upset if you say no.
Afternoon, Oliver.
Jim, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Don't often see you in here.
No. The orchard's become a slightly wild corner of the farm.
Yes. Beautiful, though.
It is. I always expect Joe and Eddie at this time of year, of course.
Oh, yes. I've tasted the fruits of your generosity.
But Kenton asked me to collect a few apple varieties for him the other day.
Kenton did? Mm. Not Elizabeth. She's doing Apple Day at Lower Loxley, isn't she?
Yes, but no. This is for the Apple Day quiz at the Bull, apparently. Spot the Borsetshire beauty, or something.
Right. It's at the heart of the village, this orchard, isn't it?
Goes back many years, I believe.
Indeed.
In recent years, Sid and Jolene have run an Apple Day quiz, so Kenton's encouraged her to carry it on.
Yes. He's very at ease, isn't he? With her memories of Sid.
Yes. Charming, really. He positively encourages her to remember.
Yeah. This really is a lovely spot, Oliver.
Mm.
And very much appreciated by the Cider Club. Actually, I'm sort of here on their behalf.
Are you?
You sound surprised.
To be honest, Jim, it's always puzzled me that you're a member.
I'm afraid I like a drink as much as the next man. And I'm fond of Joe and Eddie.
So you've got your Cider Club hat on?
Yes. May I say how much we appreciate your great generosity in letting the Grundys collect your apples?
That sounds ominous.
It's heartfelt. It means a lot to them.
Jim, are you buttering me up to ask a favour?
Not a favour. A mutually beneficial arrangement.
Oh, yes. Well, whatever it is, I'm likely to look more favourably on it over a cup of tea. So why don't you come back to the house, eh?
Oh, this is where you're hiding.
Are you not back for your tea already? Emma wants me to pop over to see her before the children come home, and I've got to get the cows in.
No. It's all right. I'm a bit early.
Done all the dispudding?
Yep. And the ear tagging. It didn't take as long as I thought it would.
I'd have finished this, but Jennifer rang me up.
Oh? What did she want?
To say how well she thought the harvest supper had gone.
Oh, right. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Plus, Debbie's coming home tomorrow, so I had to hear how wonderful it was to have her back again so soon.
Yeah, she's doing some big presentation for the BL board. Brian mentioned it.
Clearly Jennifer's hoping whatever that involves means she'll be over more often.
Well, I suppose she's at a bit of a loose end now Rory's away at school.
Yeah, and unfortunately I'm not.
Were you looking at the yield figures?
Yeah. And whichever way I do the calculations, I can't make them come out any better. They've improved a bit since the summer.
Yeah, but not as much as they needed to.
I was looking again to see if there's something we're missing. The yields are much lower than expected, David.
Yeah, I know.
So bang goes a lot of the profit.
Yeah. It's flatlining. It's a worry. Well, at least the Herefords aren't doing so badly.
That's something. Anyway, I'd better get over to Rickyard. Emma was quite anxious to see me.
Hmm. Do you know what about?
She didn't say. But it's obviously something she doesn't want George to hear about.
Oh, hello, gorgeous. I wasn't expecting you back so soon.
Last job didn't take as long as I thought it would. And I didn't have anything else booked in.
Oh, that's nice for me. Come here.
Nice surprise for me too. Wasn't expecting to see you at all.
Oh, not disappointed, I hope.
Of course not. Thought you had a tutorial.
My tutor had to reschedule, so diary clash.
Not very efficient of him.
Well, I'm not complaining. I wasn't very well prepared for it.
You always say that.
Well, I wasn't.
Shouldn't you be hitting the computer then, not sitting reading the paper?
Oh, well, no, actually, I shouldn't.
I wasn't meaning to nag.
Well, I'm not just reading the paper. I'm looking for a job.
What? Alice, I thought we'd had this conversation.
Well, then we're having it again.
I know you were disappointed when you realised you wouldn't be able to manage a part-time job as well as do this course.
Well, other people manage.
But it's so intensive. You're working so hard.
Well, so are they, and they manage.
Because they have to. You don't.
Yes, I do, Chris. We are trying to save £1,000 a month.
I know, and we will, so...
Yeah, but not by living off cheap mints, we won't. That just isn't going to do it.
Every little helps.
The operative word being little. We need some extra income, and I need to find a job. A proper job. That's why I was looking in the paper.
Oh, Alice.
I'm even thinking that maybe I should go back to first principles, like a good scientist. We need some serious money, and the only way we can get that is by me ditching this course and starting on a full-time job.
So, that's the plan, basically. We want to revitalise Grange Farm Orchard.
By turning it into a community orchard?
Yes. It has immense possibilities.
I don't know about immense.
It's a wonderful resource. For the village, for the county, the country even.
Steady on, old chap.
I mean it. We can't let those amazing varieties of old English apples die.
Well, I don't think many of them are growing in my orchard.
They could be. And you have got several varieties in there. You've certainly got Borsetshire Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing else, we must preserve our own county's apple.
And you say Joe's keen, eh?
He was more animated than I've seen him in a long time when we talked about the idea.
Huh?
Hadn't you noticed? He's not been his usually bullion self at all.
I don't know that ebullient would have ever been the word I'd use to describe Joe.
All that life and colour drained away from him.
I know he's been a bit down.
A bit down? All poor Clary's troubles.
Oh, that is a dreadful situation for him.
And he's been terribly low since his 90th birthday. He feels utterly useless.
Oh, dear.
Doesn't know how to help Clary, doesn't know how to help himself. He's lost all interest in life.
As bad as that?
Anyway, I thought a project like this would soon give him a purpose in life and bring a spring back to his step. He could be our chief advisor. No one knows that orchard better than him.
That's true. I don't see that it would do much for Clary, though.
Oh, she's very worried about Joe, on top of everything else. Blames herself for how he's feeling.
Right, so let me see if I've got this straight. What you're basically saying is that you and Joe would persuade the Cider Club to work on my orchard.
And return it to its former glory. Exactly. It's a win-win situation.
Right.
Don't forget, Mike Tucker is a member of the club. Tree warden?
Yes.
So, you'll have a productive and well-tended orchard.
And the Grundys will have even more plentiful supplies of free apples.
Exactly. I said it was win-win. So, what do you think?
Well, moving, though your description of Joe's terrible decline was...
Every word of it true.
Not to mention your appeal to my patriotic duty... You haven't entirely put me off.
Oh, well, I'm pleased to hear it.
No, I can see the appeal of the idea and its potential.
I knew you would.
Only in your enthusiasm you've overlooked one possible obstacle.
Have I? What is it?
There is the small problem that Ed grazes his cattle in the orchard.
Oh, no, we hadn't forgotten that. Do you really think it's a sticking point?
Well, it doesn't matter what I think, it's what Ed thinks that counts.
We were hoping that Joe might persuade him.
I see.
We think he'd be happy enough to see a Grundy enterprise thrive on ex-Grundy land, provided he can work round it.
Yes.
Well, do you think he can?
Probably. I mean, he'll only need to move the cattle in the autumn when the apples are falling.
Well, that's what we thought.
Yeah, I'm sure he could organise his grazing round that. I'll talk to him if you like.
Would you? Oh, we'd be really grateful. Thank you so much.
Leave it to me. I'll have a word with him and let you know.
So, what's this news from Emma?
You're not going to like it.
Try me.
Clive Horobin.
Oh, you're right. I'm not going to like it.
Clive has said he'd like to see George and Kira.
Oh, no.
He says it's because he's never met them.
Lucky them. I wish I'd never met him.
I know.
I thought he'd gone.
Only to Felpisham. He's in a bail hostel there.
Oh, great.
And he'll be coming back to visit Ivy.
Right.
She is his mum, and she hasn't been well.
And seeing him makes her better.
Anyway, while he's back in the village, he wants to meet his great-nephew and his great-niece.
Well, not on my land he doesn't. Emma's not going along with this, surely.
She doesn't want to.
Well, then she should just put her foot down. They're her children.
It's not as simple as that. Ivy's set her heart on it, and they don't like to upset her at the moment.
Well, they can all go round there, can't they?
Emma doesn't want that. If Clive's going to come at all, she wants him at Rickyard Cottage.
No.
Let me finish. She wants him here so she can have Ed with her and you nearby. She wanted me to ask you if you'd be okay with that.
Okay. I had to rescue my mother and my aunt from a burning building because of that man. And that's just the start of it.
I know.
You didn't let her think that there was any chance I'd say yes.
I think she's got a point.
Which is?
Well, at least that way we've got some control over the situation.
You can never control that man.
Well, you can't if you don't know where he is.
Oh,
and he's capable of anything.
Yes. Yes, he is. All right. Suppose it's the lesser of two evils.
Thanks. Emma will be so grateful.
But I'm going to be standing in the yard with a shotgun.
We're just arguing round in circles.
Well, then stop arguing and let me do what I want to do.
No, it would be madness for you to give up this course.
Why? You know I'm finding it heavy going and I've only just started.
It's been a bit overwhelming, but it's not like you to quit.
Well, if it's in a good cause.
But it's not. You really wanted to do this MSc.
Oh, I thought I did.
I know you did. I remember how excited you were when you found it. You said it would massively widen the range of jobs you could apply for. You're telling me that's not true anymore?
Oh, it's true, but our circumstances have changed.
Not enough to justify you giving it up. It would be incredibly short-sighted.
Oh, well, I don't think so.
Well, I do. What's the point of getting a job now when you'll be able to get a much better one in a year's time with this qualification?
Because we need the money now.
Not that much. I think we'll find it anyway.
Oh, Chris.
But if we don't, it isn't the end of the world. The important thing is that we're in this together.
Well, exactly. And I want to help you to buy your business.
That can go on a back burner if it has to. Your course can't. I'm not going to let you give it up, Alice.
But I don't mind.
But I do. It's not going to happen. That's that.
I'm sorry. I don't remember promising to obey you in Las Vegas.
No. We promised to love each other. And we do. And that's all that matters. Isn't it, Mrs. Carter?
Yes. Yes, it is. All right, Mr. Carter, you've convinced me.
Good.
And if you'd like to kiss me, you just might convince me some more.
So, feeling confident about this presentation?
Yeah, pretty much. I think I've got all the facts and figures at my fingertips.
That's what I like to hear.
I'm still not happy we haven't told Adam what's going on. If I hadn't come straight from the airport, I might at least have dropped him a hint.
Debbie, I've told you, he doesn't need to know until we're sure the board's interested.
But we hope they will be. I mean, it's going to be a shock. He's not going to like
it. Well, let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
Hasn't he even been curious why I'm coming over again?
Well, your mother's been so happy about it, he thinks you're just being the good daughter.
Really?
Well, she's a bit lonely now Rory's away at school.
Oh, I see. And who put that spin on it, I wonder?
Your mother, mainly.
Hmm. Well, he didn't even ask why I need to speak to the board.
We've got other things on his mind. He's very busy today.
Doing?
Taking the big combine to pieces or something.
And whose idea was that?
His. You know this is a good time of year for routine maintenance.
Debbie, how lovely to see you.
Oh, Annabelle, good to see you too.
Well, it would be a pleasure anyway, but it is so nice not to be the only woman in the room.
You're not the only woman in the room. There's Barbara.
Well, I don't count her. She never says anything.
Well, you're not going to have that problem with me.
No, I'm hoping for great things from your presentation. I've heard it's a very exciting idea.
Have you? You really aren't supposed to have heard anything.
Well, don't worry. Your father's been very discreet.
Good.
I can play my cards close to my chest when I need to.
And create fascinating possibilities out of airy nothing.
Yes, that sounds more like it.
Now, you remembered I can't chair this item, Annabelle, as there's a possible home farm involvement.
That's fine. I'm quite happy to do it. Well, it looks like everyone's here. Maybe we should be thinking of getting started.
Thanks for helping me out, Pat. That was a tricky one.
That's okay.
I couldn't have managed on my own.
Cow and calf doing well. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Ah, so this is where you're hiding. I've been looking for you everywhere.
Difficult carving.
Yeah, took both of us.
Oh, they're both looking well enough now.
Thanks to your mother. She hasn't lost her touch.
Oh, good on you, Mum.
It's ironic, really. I've got more time to help with the hands-on stuff with the cows now I'm not so busy in the dairy.
Yeah, and I'm very grateful.
Yeah, I can raise them, but I can't sell their products.
Well, that's all going to change now.
Oh, really? Why?
I've had some great news. That's why I was looking for you.
Well, that'll certainly make a change.
I heard back from Underwoods.
Did you?
That was quick.
Because they're so keen. They've agreed to sell my sausages. Isn't that brilliant?
Tom Archer's Borsetshire Sausages.
Yeah, they really like the name.
Oh, good.
Isn't it? So, this proves it. Rebranding really will solve our problems. This could be a turning point for all of us.
You think so?
I'm sure. I couldn't wait to tell you. Aren't you both pleased?
Yes, of course.
Yes, Anne. Well done.
I want to start by saying I'm well aware there has been some controversy around the idea of these so-called mega dairies, but what I'm proposing isn't controversial in the least. I'm not asking for an investment of 50 million.
Glad to hear it.
And I don't want 8,000 cows on the estate, or even half that number, like other recent controversial schemes. Mm. And the last thing I want is for Borchester Land to become the focus of protests and campaigns.
Yeah. The last thing any of us want.
But what I'm proposing would simply be a high-performance, high-welfare, highly profitable dairy enterprise, of which there are many in mainland Europe. I run one myself in Hungary. We can tick all the boxes. This scheme is efficient and profitable, has a low carbon footprint.
So that'll please the environmentalists.
Yeah. And its top quality, high performance animals will be the envy of its competitors. And it makes good business sense, good farming sense, good environmental sense. What's not to like?
You said there were two options for how it might run?
Yes. The estate could invest in a unit of 1,000 cows, each producing 10,000 litres of milk per lactation, mm-hmm. and almost entirely fed by crops grown on the estate.
Mm-hmm. Represents a considerable investment, and the running costs?
Are high. I'm not trying to conceal that, but it will show a serious annual return.
And with the other option?
Yeah, thank you, Brian. I was coming to that. For not much more investment, you could bring Home Farm into the equation. Using their acreage would grow enough to feed an extra 500 cows. The running costs would be roughly the same, but because of the economies of scale, the returns would be considerably higher.
So that's the option you would recommend?
Most certainly.
Well, thank you, Debbie, for putting your case so clearly.
Well, I'm very happy to answer any questions.
Well, perhaps I could start the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. I take your point this is happening in Eastern Europe, mm-hmm. but at the moment there are very few dairy units of over 500 cows in Britain. Might we not be accused of putting local, more traditional dairy farmers at risk?
Exactly, farmers whose business we depend on at the cattle market.
Well, no. We're not in competition at all. They'll understand we're selling to a completely different market.
Yeah, and I take your point about economies of scale, but milk prices aren't guaranteed and the costs of growing feed could easily rise rapidly. Mm-hmm. I mean, what protects our investment from world commodity price fluctuations and rising oil prices?
That's a very good question. But the beauty of this scheme is that the estate controls the vast majority of the costs, and the amount of milk is so large it will always be able to negotiate a good contract with a processor.
Okay.
You know, of course, there may be fluctuations in the cost of inputs, but the margins are good enough to absorb them.
And we were much less at the mercy of price fluctuations than if we were selling grains or oilseeds on the world market.
Well, yeah, I think we've gathered you're quite enthusiastic about Home Farm being part of the scheme, Brian. But can I ask you officially if you would give your backing to this plan?
I would indeed.
And what about the other partner in your business, Adam Macy?
Well, naturally, I'd need to consult him.
But you haven't already?
But it wasn't appropriate. I mean, Debbie conceived this scheme as a BL project initially.
If that is the preferred option, Adam would need to be involved, of course.
I'm sure that won't be a problem.
I'm still trying to take it in.
Yeah, I know.
Tom's right. It does change everything.
Well, I don't know about that.
I think it does.
But not necessarily for the better.
Not for us. I hope he didn't pick up what I was really feeling.
Oh, I shouldn't worry about that.
I do. I feel dreadful. I can't be as happy as he is about it.
No, of course you can't. I don't think that's dreadful at all.
I don't want him to think I begrudge him his success.
Pat, he was so high on it, he didn't really notice how we were reacting.
You think so?
Yes. He assumed we'd be as enthusiastic as he was, so that's what he saw.
I wish I could be. It took me so long to establish Bridge Farm products at Underwoods.
I know. You worked very hard at it.
I put everything I'd got into it. I was really proud of what I'd achieved.
We were all proud of you.
My own little empire. And then it all came crashing down with one curt, crass phone call from that awful manager. And yet he offers Tom this.
Well, I suppose we should be thankful he likes one person in the family.
Just doesn't seem fair.
We don't actually know what they've offered him. He hasn't had the draft contract yet.
They're obviously keen.
Well, it doesn't mean they won't try to screw him on something. Treat this as a new product rather than an established one.
That might as well be a new product. Tom's behaviour... Oh, hello, love.
Come in for a coffee.
I don't need a caffeine boost this morning, thanks.
Perhaps not.
There was another piece of good news I forgot to tell you.
Oh, yeah?
I was so excited about Underwoods.
Yeah, we did notice.
I had a chat with Hef. You know, Heart of England Fine Foods.
You have had a busy week.
And it's paying off. They were very encouraging. I reckon we should join with the rest of our brands as soon as we're properly back in business.
Maybe we will.
Oh, you're certainly on a roll.
Looks like it.
I think congratulations are in order.
Indeed they are. That was a wonderful presentation.
Thank you. It's the most exciting idea the board's heard for a long time.
Such scope and ambition.
An evolving home farm will bring out its full potential.
Well, you'll hear no arguments from me on that score.
I'm very much looking forward to working with you on the detail, Debbie.
Good. I hope it won't be too much of a problem, me being based in Hungary.
No, 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 I can email you copies of anything you need to see, you know, line drawings, things like that.
Well, it will be useful to me to have your local knowledge.
You'll make the ideal team.
You should make the most of her while she's here, though, Martin.
Yes, I'm afraid I do have to leave tomorrow evening.
But she's free tomorrow morning.
Let Debbie control her own diary, Brian. Outrageous, isn't it? Though, as it happens, he is right.
Of course I am.
So, if by any lucky chance you're free too, Martin...
The nasty feeling there's something booked in.
Here, let me look.
Hey, Brian!
Well, you can dump your 11 o'clock. You'd be much better off talking to Debbie.
Well, can anyone play this game? Actually, he's right. Dreadful old windbag.
Doesn't look like I've got much say in the matter.
Are you sure? Look, don't let them bully you.
No, that gives me a good excuse to get out of it. It's much more important we have a meeting before you leave.
Well, I'd love it if we could.
OK, see you at 11 then. Now I really should be getting back to my office. Okay. If that's all right with you, Brian.
Be my guest.
See you tomorrow. Well, I think my office can spare me till this afternoon. Could I take you both out to lunch to celebrate?
That's really kind, Annabelle. But now we know the board would like to involve Home Farm. Brian and I have a lot to discuss.
I mean, some other time, perhaps.
Well, I'd like that. I'm looking forward to working with you more closely in the future, Debbie. Yeah. Bye then.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well done, darling. What a triumph.
Yeah, I was pleased.
You absolutely nailed it. Had the meeting out of your hand.
Well, let's hope I can have the same effect on Adam. I can't wait to tell him.
Oh, slow down. There's no rush.
And there's no reason for me not to tell him now.
Yeah, well, I think it should be me who explains things. It could be a tricky conversation.
Yeah, which you've made trickier. If you'd let me talk to him in the first place...
That was my call and I stand by it. So if there's any fallout, I should be the one to sort it out. I should talk to Adam first. Tomorrow, I've
got... Tomorrow? What can we possibly gain by putting it off for another day?
Quite a lot. As you said, you and I have a lot to talk about first. We need to present him with all our facts and figures straight.
Yes, but look, I'm sure we can sort all that out this afternoon. Get Mum to ask him to supper.
Yeah, but he won't want to talk shop. Been working on the combine all day, be exhausted.
You're just trying to put this off till after I've left, aren't you?
Not at all.
Well, I'm not having it.
Look, don't worry. I've got a business meeting scheduled with him tomorrow. I'll tell him then.
Hmm. How convenient.
We do it most Thursdays.
Yeah, although bringing it up at a business meeting does have its advantages, I suppose.
Of course it does.
Make it more professional, less of a special case.
Exactly.
But in that case, I should definitely be there.
You can't be. It's at 11 o'clock.
Morning, love.
You forgot your sandwiches.
Oh, sorry. Well, you should have texted me. You didn't have to come out all this way.
Oh, it's a lovely day. Bought enough for two. I thought we could have lunch together.
Oh, great. Well, just let me finish this. Good morning.
Not bad. Emma rang.
Not about George seeing Clive again.
Oh, she does need an answer. He wants to come tomorrow afternoon.
Well, I don't know. I'm really not happy about it.
Well, neither's Emma.
Then why's she doing it?
To please her grandmother.
Well, that's worth upsetting George for, is it?
Well, I don't suppose it will upset him. I doubt he's that interested.
Huh, you reckon?
Clive's nothing to him, is he?
Well, and I'd rather it stayed that way. You don't know what that man's capable of.
Ed'll be there, and David nearby. I'm sure George will be perfectly safe.
Maybe I should be there too.
Oh, I don't think that's a very good idea. Then George really would think there was something weird going on.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Look, let's just get it over with, eh? Don't make a big thing of it.
All right, I'll tell Emma it's okay. Now, where are those sandwiches?
Oh, I wish you'd stop pacing like that. It won't make Adam come any quicker.
But it's so frustrating. Why did this blasted machinery rep choose today to make a surprise visit?
Well, someone cancelled and he could fit Adam in. And you know he's been keen to see him.
Yes, but did it have to be this morning?
Is this business meeting you're having with him so important?
It's important we have it before Debbie gets back.
But why?
Adam, last.
Sorry. Didn't Mum tell you I'd been delayed?
Yes, I did.
Never mind, you're here now. Now, if we could just get on with our meeting.
Oh, yeah, sure. Isn't that crucial? I thought it was just routine.
Well, some things came up at the BL board meeting that might interest you.
Oh, this is great. Thanks, love.
Well, tea might be a bit late tonight. I've got to take the children over to Andrew's, remember?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, just wish he could have a reasonable conversation with me about what's going on in his life.
Yeah, I wish he could too. I can come with you.
Oh, I don't know.
No, Nick, you won't regret it. I'll just be there in the background if you need me. Then he can't get angry with you. What do you think?
So basically, that's the situation. Have you got any questions?
Questions? Damn right, I've got some questions. I can't believe what you've just told me.
Right, well, could you be a bit more specific?
Well, I don't know where to start. I mean, perhaps with this astounding act of betrayal by my sister.
Now, Adam, that really isn't fair.
Oh, really? She cooks up this entire scenario behind my back without a word to me.
It wasn't like that. No. I mean, initially, this was just a scheme for the estate.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was only when BL got interested in extending the cropping land to Home Farm...
Over my dead body.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that. But I'm trying to explain it simply wasn't appropriate for Debbie to say anything to you before then.
Well, you seriously expect me to believe that? What kind of fool do you take me for?
If you'd let me finish.
Hi. Mum said you were in here. I hope I'm not too late.
Oh, we've only just started, believe you me.
Ah, I see you've told him.
Well, I said I would.
Better late than never.
Adam, if you'd let me explain.
Oh, I can't wait. Brian's just told me that some BL board member came up with the idea of including Home Farm in this crazy scheme.
I didn't exactly say that.
And you just happened to be able to summon all the appropriate facts and figures out of thin air. Is that true?
Of course it isn't.
No, I didn't think so.
Debbie.
No, it's all right, Brian. I'll handle things from now on.
Not before time.
I agree.
But
Brian, I really think it will be better if you'd let me speak to Adam on my own.
Yes,
now.
Please.
Okay. Okay, if that's the way you want it, I'll see you later.
Right. Now, perhaps you'd like to tell me what the hell has been going on.
I'd love to. I wish I'd done it before.
Then why didn't you?
I should have. But Brian persuaded me it was better to wait.
Well, until it was a done deal. No. That's not going
to
happen.
Nothing is going to happen without you agreeing to it or being consulted.
Well, I don't remember you consulting me about including home farm acreage in the plan. I presume that was there from the start.
Of course it was. It's my idea and I think it's a good one.
Then why couldn't you have been straight with me about it?
I should have been.
You know, you can't have much confidence in this scheme, Debbie. If you thought the only way I'd agree is if you presented me with a fait accompli.
No, I do have confidence in it. Please, Adam, look, don't reject this idea out of hand because Brian mishandled it and I let him.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't.
Because I'm asking you. I'd like us to have a calm and rational discussion about this. And wouldn't that be useful for both of us?
Maybe. But you'll have to wait till I'm feeling calm and rational first.
Congratulations!
Calm down, you two! Hope you're not going to be like that for your dad.
Nah, that'll be fine. Are you all right?
Yeah. I just want to have a sensible conversation with him.
You will. Wait and see.
He's been so wound up, he just makes everything so stressful. Please, just don't let him get to you.
Nick, I promise I won't.
Come in. Oh, Adam, good. Do you want to talk?
I don't have much option, do I?
Oh, I'm glad. I didn't want to go back tonight with this still between us.
Well, I'm calmer than I was. I didn't say I agreed with you.
Then tell me why not.
Well, for a start, this scale of dairy farming, it feels so wrong. Cows should be outside, not housed for 365 days a year.
Or even in roomy, clean environments with high welfare standards. And the cows might not agree with you.
Yeah, it's not their natural environment.
Well, that's true of all farm animals. Most cows are in for the winter and not usually in such good conditions.
Oh, don't patronise me, Debbie. We're doing very nicely as we are. This mega dairy would mean devoting practically all of our land to arable.
Not all of it.
Well, I think that's a terrible risk. Putting all our eggs in one basket, losing our diversity.
But this gives us so much more control over the business, Adam. It takes away the risks. Look, the crops provide food for the cattle. The anaerobic digester provides energy for the dairy and digestate for the land. Look, it's a perfect circle.
Yeah, well, people around here won't think it's perfect. They'll see an industrial-sized unit like this as a threat to three very popular farms. It'll be a PR disaster.
Well, then we use our own PR to explain they're mistaken.
OK, try your spinning skills on me. Your proposal involves devoting most of the home farm ploughable land to arable.
Yes.
Which puts the sheep and the venison enterprises under serious threat.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, well, that's not good enough, Debbie. Those are my businesses.
I know.
The deal was that you would manage the arable and I'd do everything else.
That was the deal, yes.
Well, it seems to me that there isn't going to be much else left for me to manage. You said you'd be straight with me.
Of course.
And tell me this isn't a takeover.
No, of course not.
Well, it feels like
no,
one.
No, absolutely not.
Then what is it? You know, I mean, I'm genuinely confused.
It's a radical rethinking. Adam, the world's changed. We need to change with it.
Do we?
Yes, we do. This scheme would change everything, but that includes the agreement we made with Brian. Naturally, we'd renegotiate it.
Naturally? Does he know you're thinking like this?
He soon will. Look, I don't want to cut you out of the farm, Adam. I want to work with you. I always have.
So that's why he didn't pick up the kids the other week?
Yeah, I should have guessed, I suppose.
Oh, he'd split up with his girlfriend.
And it was a pretty nasty time, by the sound of it.
Oh, he explains a lot. He still shouldn't have treated you like that.
I know, but... Well, there's a lot of times he should have treated me much better.
You're right there.
But he did say he was sorry, Will. You heard him.
He did.
He apologised to me for letting the children down. I can't believe it.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah. He really opened up. Said he was in pieces when she dumped him.
Oh, yeah. Can't feel that sorry for him, I'm afraid.
I'm not asking you to. It's just, well, having you there, Will, quietly backing me up. It made all the difference.
Good.
All those times I've faced him on my own, struggled to stop it turning into a row, and now...
You've got me. I'm always going to be there for you, Nick.
Oh, Will. Oh, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry I misjudged you.
When?
When I tried to put you off coming with me to see him. I thought you'd get into a slanging match and... Well, I should have known better.
No. I'm glad you said it. Really glad.
Are you? Oh, Will. I feel I can face anything with you here.
Even Andrew?
Especially Andrew. Mwah. Thank you.
Hey!
Sorry.
So do you think he's coming round?
I wouldn't go that far. He still thinks this is the wrong thing for Home Farm and the wrong scale of dairy for the village.
Oh dear, that doesn't sound very promising.
No.
Still, at least he's not angry with you anymore, darling. Oh, that must have been so horrible.
It was, but we've made up, thank goodness.
And let's hope you can do the same, Brian.
Well, he's wrong about the village. They'll come round if we explain it to them properly.
Mum wasn't talking about that.
No. It sounds as if it might take Adam a little bit longer to come round.
Yeah, it might. I blame myself. Should never have listened to you.
I think I was right. Adam wouldn't have taken easy to this idea whenever we'd told him.
But if we'd been straight with him from the start, at least he wouldn't suspect us of having a hidden agenda.
Well, what agenda?
All this secrecy has made him think that his side of the Home Farm businesses is under threat.
Well, that's not good.
No, it's not. But he has a point. If this proposal goes ahead, all bets are off about the way we farm here. It'll change everything.
Well, that doesn't mean his position is threatened, though, surely?
Of course it doesn't.
But it's going to have to change, along with our agreement.
Ah, steady on.
The divisions of labour, they just won't work anymore. We'll have to tear it up and start again.
Oh, really?
Look, I think that's a bit drastic. I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, I'm serious. If you want Adam to consider this scheme at all, you've got to give him that. It's the least you can do.
I'm not disputing we might have to rethink some things.
Good.
So, are you saying if that happened, Adam might agree to the idea?
I think it would help, but I can't guarantee anything. He's really not very happy.
Ah, I'm sure he'll come round in the end.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Keeping the yard spick and span?
Yeah, keeping myself occupied. What can I do for you?
I'm after a contact. An NFU mate of yours had E. coli on his farm too.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Driscoll. Yeah,
I thought he might have some tips about us getting back on our feet again.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd be happy to help you. I'll give you his email address.
Oh, thanks. I'd appreciate it.
He could have just emailed me.
No, to be honest, I needed an excuse to get off the farm.
Oh, dear. Things as bad as that?
No, it's Tom. He's driving me crazy.
I thought he was on a bit of a high now he's sold his sausages to Underwoods.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. He's getting a really positive response to his rebranded sausages.
Isn't that good?
Not when it means he thinks we should rebrand all our produce under his name.
Sounds a bit drastic.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's right. Our sales are still very low. Then there's all the money we owe.
Must have been a blow having to pay Underwoods the extra 10 grand.
Oh, that's putting it mildly.
Well, if it's any consolation, my yield figures are dreadful.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to bring you down too.
No, you're not. Look, why don't we go in for a cup of tea and a moan? Do us both good.
It'd be nice not to have to try and put a brave face on things.
I'm afraid you'll have to wait until I finish my escort duty.
Yeah, OK. Who are you escorting?
Clive Horobin.
Oh, good Lord, I thought he'd gone.
Yeah, he had. But he's coming back to visit Emma and the children. I want to make sure he goes straight to Rickyard Cottage. And the sooner he's out of there, the better.
Soon.
Yeah, he should be. Look, why don't you just go and play with your Lego till he comes?
Yeah. I can build him something.
Yeah, like a cell.
Ed, you're not helping. I'm not having him holding the baby. If he even tries...
Love, he doesn't have to come in at all. I can meet him in the yard and get rid of him.
No. He might turn nasty.
Yeah, I'd like to see him try.
It's all set up now. We might as well get it over with.
I can't even understand why he wants to see the kids.
No, neither can I. He never took much notice of me and Chris. Must be him.
Just stay calm. I'll answer it, okay? Oh, hello, David. Tony.
We thought we'd see your visitor safely to your door.
Yeah, hope you don't mind.
Not at all. I ain't had this much attention since I come out the nick.
We meant Ed.
Yeah, and that'll be enough of that kind of talk, thank you.
Yeah, fine by me. I just want to see my niece and her kiddies.
Well, you know where I am if you need me, Ed.
Yeah, and I'll be sticking around too.
Thanks, but I think I can handle it from here.
Oh, nothing to handle. Just a cup of tea with the family. What could be nicer than that?
I'm so proud of our girls, Brian.
Well, so am I. What's brought this on?
Well, I popped round to see Alice earlier.
And she made you proud?
Yes, yes she did. She told me she'd been thinking of giving up her course to get an engineering job, so that she could help Christopher with his money problems.
Over my dead body.
Well, don't worry. Christopher talked her out of it.
Oh, good for him.
But wasn't it sweet of her to even think of making such a sacrifice?
She's very loyal.
Well, they all are.
Even Kate?
Yes. She's never given up on Phoebe.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, I suppose.
And Debbie yesterday, sticking up for Adam.
Yeah, I could have done with a little less of that.
Well, if the dairy proposal's as good as you both think, I'm sure she'll be able to convince him.
I'm proceeding on that assumption.
Oh. You know, the house just seems so empty now that Debbie's gone.
Well, she might be here more often while we're working on this proposal.
No, that'd be nice. Oh, I should pop round to Bridge Farm, I suppose.
What?
Well, I haven't seen Tony since... Well,
he
since
he... tried to tap you for a loan and you said no.
Well, he didn't actually ask.
It sounded pretty clear what he wanted and what you said. I mean, why risk putting yourself through that again?
Well, he's still my brother and I want to see how he's getting on.
Really, you shouldn't have.
Well, the least I could do. After all, I did miss her christening.
Yeah.
I wanted so much she could keep, see? You can extend the bracelet, you know, as she grows.
Yeah. Where did you get...
Have you got me something, Uncle Clive?
Georgie, don't ask that. It's rude.
You missed my christening too.
That's right, I did. And all your birthdays and Christmases. So, I brought you a really big present to make up for it. Here we are.
A PlayStation.
No, that's too much.
Mummy and Daddy said I couldn't have one until I was a big boy.
And where'd you get that?
Don't worry. It's not knocked it off. Gary passed it on to me. For a price, of course.
Yeah, I'll ask him.
Be my guest. So, you like that, dear fella?
Oh, yes. Why did you miss all my birthdays?
George, you shouldn't ask things like that.
My work took me away.
Because you were a burglar.
George, who told you that?
I don't remember. Were you? With a big sack and a black mask.
Oh, something like that.
Look,
it was very naughty of me. I realise that now. So, I'm not going to do it again.
Well, that's a shame.
No, it isn't.
No.
Mommy's right. Because if your mummy and daddy thought I was still doing bad things, they wouldn't let me meet you, would they?
Well, thanks for the tea and sympathy.
Anytime.
Hope I wasn't too much of a pain.
I've had Bert going on about coming second in the Beckwell Cup all morning.
Oh, dear.
He came first last year, so believe me, you've got nothing on him.
Oh. Well, I think I might be able to cope with Tom now.
Right.
You staying out here?
Yeah. I shan't be happy till I know that Clive Horribin is safely off the premises.
You know, it's really nice of you to move your cows out of Grain Farm Orchard.
You, what?
Well, isn't that right? So your dad and granddad can have free run of it in the autumn. For their cider club?
Yeah, something like that. How did you know
that? Very family-minded of you. Family's so important, isn't it, Emma?
Sometimes.
Always there to rally round in a time of crisis. Like the Archers did for Elizabeth.
Do you know about that?
Oh, terrible tragedy. Them poor kiddies losing their dad like that. Still, you know, children are very resilient, aren't they? I'm sure Elizabeth's very proud of him.
Yeah, she is. Her son...
Freddie, yeah.
I didn't know you knew them. He's really into hunting.
Yeah, and Lily likes her hockey. That right?
I don't know.
No, he's right. Elizabeth's got pictures of them up in her office. Freddie in his hunting gear and Lily with the hockey team. Oliver was telling me.
Now, on earth do you know that, Clive?
Would you like a picture of me for your office?
Look, Uncle Clive hasn't got an office, George.
One he could show the other burglars.
George, we've told you.
I don't see him anymore, George. Not now I'm being good.
Oh.
Well, I'd love to have a photo of you, though.
No, that won't be possible.
Oh, don't worry. You can check it on my phone. Perhaps you'd do the honours, Ed.
I don't think this is a good idea.
It is. Why can't Uncle Clive have a photo of me?
No reason at all. Now, come on, you just climb on my knee. That's right. And if you could just hand me the baby, Emma.
The baby? You want Kira in it?
Of course. One for the family album.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Jennifer, what are you doing here?
Tom let me in. He said you wouldn't be long.
I mean, why have you come?
To see how things are.
You mean to gloat?
No, I worry about you.
Do you?
Yes. So, how are things?
Not as bad as they were.
Well, that is good news. I'm pleased to hear it.
No thanks to you.
Tony, don't be like that.
Lillian has offered to lend us the money to pay off Underwoods.
Has she? Well, that's a help.
Yeah, well, some people have been very helpful. Cathy offered us her life savings.
Oh, did she?
All she'd got, anyway.
Well, that was very generous.
Well, people have been generous. Nearly all of them.
Tony,
In fact, the only person who hasn't been able to spare us so much as a fiver is you, Jennifer. It's funny that, isn't it?
When can Uncle Clive come again?
I've told you, Georgie, I don't know.
I hope it's soon. I liked Uncle Clive.
Just go and play as a good boy.
Can I set up my PlayStation?
Not yet. Go up to your room for a bit and play.
OK.
Has Clive gone?
Yes. Yeah, David said he'd see him off the farm.
Thank God.
Oh, love, you're shaking. Come here.
I can't believe I let him hold Kira. Why did I do that?
Well, I took that photo.
Oh, I'll have to give her a bath. And now he's got a picture of them. I can't bear it.
If we'd made a fuss, it would have just upset George.
Yeah. Oh, that man is never coming anywhere near my children again.
I'm sorry, Tony. But whatever you think, there were very good reasons why I didn't offer you a loan.
Were there? Oh, do tell me.
First, if I was going to lend you the kind of money you were after, I'd have to ask Brian for it.
And you're scared too? That's very liberating.
But of course I'm not scared. I'm just saying it's not my money. Well,
that's not how Pat and I run our marriage.
Well, I'm stating a fact. It's his money and he worked hard to get it.
And I've never worked hard, of course.
What you've never done is make any secret of the fact that you don't approve of the way that Brian farms.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, a lot, I should have thought. I'm surprised you'd even be willing to take his money.
Since it was never offered, that wasn't a moral dilemma I had to face.
But why should it have been? I mean, Tony, you're an adult. You've made choices with your life and your work.
Yes, of course.
But you seem to expect people should be ready to bail you out when they go wrong.
Oh, I've given up expecting anything from you.
It's an extraordinary attitude, Tony. But you come running to your sisters at the first sign of trouble.
I was desperate. Do you think I wanted to come begging?
Well, you seem to feel entitled to.
Entitled? Oh, that's the pot calling the kettle black.
I don't know what you mean.
You sit there on Brian's money bags talking so smugly about life choices. Oh, have you never made any bad life choices then, Jennifer? Not with men? I mean, you lucked up with Brian.
No, I was talking about your work. Don't you dare compare your incompetence
with my incompetence?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. I chose that Clary should pick up that bug, did I? I chose that she should forget to tell us about it. It was bad luck.
There's no such thing as bad luck, only bad decisions.
Oh, well, you'd know. Heaven knows you've made enough.
Oh, I'm not staying here. I can't believe you're talking to me like this.
I was hit by a thunderbolt out of a clear blue sky. Me, my family, my business, we're all going under, Jennifer. And you didn't lift a finger to help.